We are learning Masechtas Zvachim. We are in the middle of a lengthy Mishnah Dalet in Perek Zayin, which we're discussing the dispute. I came to a person who brought an Olas Ha'of, this elevation offering, and it was brought for the sake of a Chatas. They brought it as though it was a sin offering. Their thought process is as a sin offering. So here we had a dispute between Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Eliezer whether if a person would partake and eat from this karbon, whether a person would violate mi'ilah, that they would have to bring a separate offering for having used something which belongs to the Beis HaMikdash. So Amar lo Rabbi Yeshua, in the middle of the Mishnah, Rabbi Yeshua, who says that one would not have mi'ilah, would not receive any such punishment for eating an offering which was really an ol offering, but he ended up being brought as though it was a sin offering. He says as follows: Lo, im amart b'chatas sheshines shemo l'shem ola. If you were dealing with a chatas, which is a sin offering, and a person had a chatas and they completely deviated from that which they were supposed to bring as they were bringing it, and they brought it with the thoughts as though it was an ola, shekin shines shema v'davar sheish m'ila. They change to something in which has a greater likelihood of one violating m'ila. Because as we said, an ola offering is something which one can never eat, something which has to be brought on the mizbeach. So when a person would make that mistake, we know that certainly me'ila would occur. So tamer ba'ola shashines shemo l'shem chatos. So when it comes to the situation where a person did the opposite, where it was an ola and he switched it to something which was for the sake of a chatos, shekein shines shemo l'davar she'en bo me'ila. It's something in which has a lesser likelihood for mi'ilah. And therefore, the Kal V'chomer that we cited yesterday, in which tried to support the words of Rabbi Eliezer, that a person should have violated mi'ilah, it does not stand. The fact that one would be able to compare the two sacrifices, one cannot do so. Because in the event that a person would have an ola, and it would change over to a chatzis or a sin offering, in which has a less likelihood of mi'ilah, that's the reason why Rabbi Yeshua says, therefore, mi'ilah would not occur in this situation. The lengthy, difficult Mishnah, which will continue tomorrow.